The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Hi there, my name is DJ Corky, and welcome to Whom It May Concern, where I bring a nuanced and creative sense of style that can only be mine. Here, everyone is welcome to my platform, where I discuss the challenges teens of this new age face with depression. Good morning, good afternoon, or good night, wherever you are in the world. Thanks so much for listening to me again. I'm your host, DJ Corky, and I'm here again. This time a little different. I have a special guest. This special guest is someone I see as resilient, someone I see as confident always, and someone who has just a good tone of voice when it comes to speaking on positivity in their life. I really admire this person, and today I brought this person on to just show you some of the negative and positive connotations for someone who pushes themselves every day but still obtains a balance of being happy. And that special guest today is
Tatiana. Hi, everybody.
So her name is Tatiana, and she plays sports here at my college. And I just wanted to ask her a couple questions on how she balances that and just the lifestyle of that all. We all have different talents and different things that we have in the world that we strive to do, and it could be harder on different folks. And just to get that understanding of someone who I probably initially judged based off of the sport she was doing, I just want to see how that comes full circle and how she can, like, demolish some of those theories and maybe help other people out there who have a negative stigma towards the sports that she's doing. Yeah, so the first question I want to ask her is just to tell about your backstory. Who are you? Why are you here? Tell my audience who you are.
Okay. Yeah, so basically, how did I get here? I didn't think I was going to come to the school we're at. I was kind of going through a lot my senior year with my mom and my parents. Moved out of my dad, or my mom's house to my dad's. Didn't think I was going to finish high school my senior year. This topic that we're talking about, I did have severe depression and anxiety. Mm-hmm. But moving into my dad's house, you know, turned me around, you know, got back on track, you know, started running track again, started doing well in school. Then I got an offer from here, and I ended up being able to run at the school that we're at now. Me and DJ Corky, we've been friends since day one of our university. Yeah, just ever since that I met him, you know, from day one, we've just kind of clicked, and with little spontaneous conversations here and there, like a little bit of quirky stuff here and there, like we got along right away. I'm always cracking jokes and having a good smile.
Okay, so normally I just talk from like my experience, and I don't see myself from the second person point of view, and Tati does a lot. I'm like putting out what she sees. I'm very like performative around certain people, but I feel like I've allowed her to see who I am besides like from the superficial things. So with that being said, what is some, because she's all end up like being very positive and open-hearted. So I just want to know, like, how do you maintain your smile, and what advice do you have? Maybe for me, you have heard me like struggle or talk about certain things before, or just anyone, like what's some advice that you have and it encourages you to smile every time?
Honestly, I think like sleep is a really big thing. Also too, I know it's the people that you hang around. Definitely struggled with that here and there, meeting people that bring me down and bring me back up. Also, even with family, I know it's really hard to, you know, you don't know who, because family at the end of the day is the people you surround yourself. It doesn't have to be, you know, your actual family. But coming here to our university, definitely I was struggling at first, you know, always going out because of my roommates. And I realized that, you know, that's not what makes me happy. What makes me happy is, you know, running and doing well in school. And lately I've been putting that aside of hanging out with people and really focusing on myself, and I've kind of got my spark back. And I think it's just a privilege just to be here every day, you know. Yeah. You know, from coming from an immigrant family where, you know, my dad struggled day on and day out, mm-hmm. that I see that, you know, I get the opportunity to do well, pay for my school, to make my dad proud essentially. And, you know, if I'm not doing the best I can, then no one's going to push me, no one's going to make me, you know, do what I do. And I'm here to prove to myself and to make my family proud that, you know, I can be smart and I can succeed even if the world around me doesn't want me to, you know, because yeah. It's all about yourself, pushing yourself day in. And you think, okay, you know, I'm going to go out with my friends. But at the end of the day, you know, your friends might not be there for you. And mm-hmm. it's yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, the invitation, my dad says, will always be there. They'll yeah. always be to invite you. Yeah. But your homework and your studies, you only get one opportunity to do it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I live by.
And I'm learning that now, so it's a struggle for me almost every day. But you did speak on something earlier that I really wanted to get into, which was, like, you having people in your life, or, like, you creating spaces around people that probably wouldn't essentially be there at first. Like, with the whole partying thing, like, you learn your friends in college who are there to party with you, and then you also have friends that are there to study and do homework with. Like, how do you navigate those people? How do you not put on, like, preconceived notions on others? And because I know I have a lot of friends right now who maybe in the beginning I wouldn't have expected myself to be friends with. Okay. So how do you get that out the way? And do you think teens of this generation do stereotype their friends into, like, even getting in relationships with them? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Do they from the first instance be like, she's not as cool as me, so I don't want to make this my going out friend? Like, do you feel like teens think like that essentially? Because I personally think we do. But you can have a different take and explain.
I do definitely agree with you. What at first, you know, you said how you know we find the people around us, and then, like, the going out friends and the study friends. Mm-hmm. Honestly, lately I've found, like, a good set of friends, which it's been hard because, you know, it's scary not wanting to be close with your roommates. That's really scary, and that's stepping out of the box, and I think stepping out of the box makes you unique and different and really helps, you know, yourself to be that no depression, no anxiety, to push yourself. It even makes you happier. Yeah. I was talking to my friend Diego, and he's like, you've been happier than you were the last couple of weeks because I've been studying. I found friends that I didn't think that I wanted to be friends with. Or I was scared of them, but truly that's someone that I could count on now and not, you know, tear me down. And I think that stepping outside of that box really is so much important, because not everybody could step outside the box, you know, especially kids our age. You know, just because they're going out, they're getting invited, they're going to parties, they're drinking, like, you want to do that, but at the end of the day, like, that's not, like, for me, that's not me.
Yeah.
In high school, I never partied. I was school, sports, family. Coming to here, I'm partying.
Yeah,
like,
we
that's
have so
not
much freedom. It's yeah, just like, it's a different side. Yeah,
and I'm exhausted, and I for Halloween, 4-day bender. Never in my life would I be doing that. And so I just put my foot down. I was like, what the heck am I doing? I need to get and do my stuff. But that's, you know, something I do think that no one steps outside the box. Mm-hmm. And I think that it makes you special and different when you do, because that shows you're a strong and resilient person, that you can make your own decisions and not want to be around people that don't want, like, just to go crazy and stuff, which I think is so much stronger than people really think.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with, like, being unique. It makes you stand out. I feel like it's way much more cooler to see a quote-unquote jock. I hate using these words, but these are words that Gen Z grew up with, and these are words that we do resonate with. So, like, when I hear older people say other things, I'm just like, oh, that's not as real. Like, we use different words. So that is a word that we use. Like, and you are an athlete, so you must know much about it. So, like, I feel like if I was to see a jock hanging out with someone who is a little bit more stricter on themselves, someone who gets their work done on time and stuff like that, I have way more admiration for someone like that than, like, the fellow jock hanging around other fellow jocks and just becoming, like, a side note or a side character in their reality. So I do have, like, immense amount of respect for people who do that and go out the box and, like, try to socialize with people they don't think they would normally socialize with sometimes. Sometimes it could be beneficial for you or them. Mm-hmm. And, like, you may never know. So I think that is important. The next topic I just wanted to speak about is you being an athlete and how that is and how challenging that is. Like, do you feel like it's a reputation or it's some type of, like, popularity contest with athletes here and what you guys mean to the school? As, like, obviously I'm sure they endorse you guys a lot and put you in front of, like, the school Instagram and stuff like that. Like, is it a lot of pressure to be this holy person or someone who's, like, good to look up to? Because I feel like jocks have that mindset. So how is that for you?
I think it definitely depends on the sport. As someone that's on the track team compared to someone that's on the lacrosse team, it's very different. Okay. You know, lacrosse gets a lot more praise. Track, we have a smaller team. Okay. Don't even have a track here at school, so that's really hard. But I think that there's a lot more ways you can make mistakes and get caught doing stuff, even if you don't mean to do it. There's a lot of spotlight on perfection, especially when you're a freshman, because, you know, you're new, fresh meat, you know, you gotta prove that, you know, you're worth being here. And I definitely think that with track, because we're such a small team, you know, it's really hard, and when you want to do your best, sometimes people see that as like, oh, they're trying to show off, they're trying to prove, you know, us. But at, for me at least, like, I want to do my best because I want to see.
Yeah, you're doing it for yourself.
Yeah, I want to see myself succeed. And then if I could set myself up, then I will totally do that. But it's definitely hard when, you know, you're around so many other people. There's people that are going to lift you up and help you get there. And there's people that are going to tear you down. And that's so hard. And especially with different sports, you know, everybody is like, oh, my sport's the best. Oh, my sport's the best. But in reality, we're just here. We're college students. We're getting old. This is probably going to be our last 4 years doing our sport. Well, like, it's just about having fun and really showing each other, like, how can we manage both school, family, friends, and sports at the same time, while still being able to be happy. That's really what it's all about here, and not really as a competition itself.
I think it's very good that you spoke on, like, being a perfectionist and how that can determine your work ethic or not, I guess. I had one of the episodes here, I talked about just the obstacles with being a perfectionist and how that plays a toll in your mental health and how that can tear you down or bring you up some days. How do you balance that out? How do you stay happy with also trying to be perfect? I know it's something that not a lot of people talk about often. It's seen as like a mundane thing against teenagers to be quote unquote perfect. Like, no one says it, but that's all what we're striving for. So how do you try to be perfect with still being happy, allowing yourself to still like be different? Because I know when some people think of the word perfect, they think of it and then they associate it with something else in mind. So that could be another person, which can lead to insecurities. That could be a role model you have had, which also can lead to like insecurities. So how do it in a safe, welcoming way for you to still wake up the next day and perfect? I'm striving for perfection and then I am perfect too. You know, how do you balance that out?
I don't know, I guess in whatever I do, I try to give my 100%. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm extremely tired and I can't give that 100%.
Yeah.
And I just always remind myself, you know, do the best you can. And that's all that matters. As long as you're doing what you can do, that's more than anything. Yeah, because there's people that will, for an example, for a paper, people will ChatGPT it or, you know, write it, and it's like really bad. It's like, why are you going to set yourself up? If it's your rough draft and you need to do your final draft, why are you going to make it harder than it really is? If you just put your 100% or your 85%, whatever you got, to do it, then later on, you know, you'll be better and you'll feel better. So it's all about thinking about ways to improve yourself for the future. Because if you don't improve yourself for the future, it's going to suck and it's going to keep going, adding until you have nothing and you're not able to be proud of yourself for what you have accomplished. Because like I said before, at the end of the day, it's what you can accomplish and what makes you happy, and that you have to put that first is kind of my aspect on that.
Okay, I love that meaning. So to finish off the interview, lastly, since you are becoming this new person and you are developing like skills and character traits that you have that maybe are different from the people you originally came here with or were friends with in the beginning, what are some new characteristics that you look for in upcoming friends that have balanced out your mental health and made you feel 10 times more better and recognizable to the people who were actually there in the beginning, like Diego, to even say, like, you're looking way more happy, or
call me out. Yeah. Like, you know, if I'm, you know, not talking like I normally am or like acting different, like, you call me out because we're friends. Like, you know, we got to be honest with each other. I want real. And so,
same with me though. Same with me.
Yeah.
I also don't want anyone to see me as, because I feel like a lot of people struggle with that as far as like, yeah, I want to be different with everyone. And it's like, that's cool too. Cause I get that mindset. It's like a lot of people don't want to be one dimensional, meaning like, a lot of people that just don't want to be one person around everyone, you know?
But then you can't trust those people
because you don't. But then you can't trust those people. So, like, make sure you're always being authentic. I might be a little bit more giddy with other friends, or I might be a little bit more serious.
That's just your comfort.
But I'm still leveled out. I'm still DJ Quirky behind everything, you know? So, yeah. What do you have some tips on, like, being authentic to yourself? Like, do you say positive affirmations? We talked about that here on the podcast. It helps a lot. I always set my tone in the morning. Do you do the same? Like, as far as telling yourself what type of day you're going to have, what the conversation is going to look like, what do you do?
Well, I guess, I don't know if it's essentially that, but one thing I do is I look for, like, the small things. Because I feel like if you can't see the happiness in the small things, you can't see the happiness in the big things.
Yeah.
That's, like, for example, yesterday on the track, I found 3 pennies. I thought that was, like, the luckiest thing in the whole world. And then I gave it to my friends. It's like, you get luck. And I just felt so much better because, like, it's something small and dumb. But it's, like, something like that. Or, like, when I'm going through something, like, I'll just be like, okay, you got this, Tati. Like, you got this. Or, like, I'll take really big, deep breaths. That's, like, kind of my thing. Or just talking to myself.
I love that. Anything else you would like to say to the audience before we wrap up the conversation?
Just be yourself. I feel like
be yourself.
Don't be different people, because it just really changes how people look at you. Mm-hmm. As long as you're being yourself, that's all you can do. And if people don't like you, then that sucks for them, because you're being yourself and you're being true and kind. So. Yeah.
What's one thing you would like to tell that little girl who was like spiraling out of control or had depression or didn't like her parents or just didn't even want to wake up the next morning? What's one thing you would tell that
topic? What my dad says is tomorrow's another day, mm-hmm. and that it'll be a fresh start. So mm-hmm. no matter what that day may be, the next day is going to be a fresh start, and that, you know, it could be different, it could be life-changing, so.
Thank you so much, Tati, for being on my podcast today.
Hopefully talk with you guys again.
Thank you so much. Bye. Until next episode.